You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I just go by the name Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use captions for pictures and videos on iOS. Yes, you are now able to caption pictures. So if you want to label them for something that makes a little more sense, and not only can you just label it, the cool part is now then once I place a caption on my photos, you'll be able to search for them by keywords of caption. So let me show you an example here. We're going to head on over to the native photo apps.
Photos.
Double tap here.
Photos. Search. Heading.
Now we're in photos. I'm going to take two pictures, for example, pictures that I've already taken, and I'm going to use it for this example. So I'm going to go to one of the photos here, and it's going to describe it. And with the new feature of image description, it does a fantastic job already. However, when we add caption to it, we can make it even better. I'll show you. So let's go to the right here.
Live photo, 2:09 p.m. A white dog with a red collar standing on a bed.
So, yep, that is a dog. That's my dog. It's a little dog on the bed. And then the next one here.
Live photo, 2:09 p.m. A person wearing headphones and standing in a room.
That's me. I'm wearing my headphones during this podcast, so I took a picture of me. The descriptions are fantastic. However, let's just say I want to say, well, it's just not any ordinary dog. That's my dog, Max. So how do I put a caption to it? Good question. So let's go back to that one.
Live photo, 2:09 p.m. A white dog with a red collar standing on a bed.
We're going to go ahead and open this photo up. So double tap here.
Library. Back button.
So here we are. So I'm going to go to the photo itself.
Live photo. 2:09 p.m.
And I'm going to do a swipe up.
Show details.
I want to show details. Double tap that.
Loop. Button.
And we're going to look for caption.
Add a caption. Add a caption. Text field.
And now we can add a caption. So let's double tap here.
Add a caption. Text field.
Now, I'm going to give it a name, Max, so I want to be able to find all photos that contains Max. Max.
Think. Inserted Max.
And you can add any caption you want into this. So basically what this is kind of keywords. So if you want to be able to find photos with all my photos of Max, my dog, we'll be able to do a search and all the results will come up for Max. So you can add more things to it. So maybe this was on a vacation, so I'll put like Florida or Colorado Springs, or it's at a certain house. And see, there's different captions you can add to it. It is limitless to what you can put in here. So just kind of think in your mind what keywords you want to assign to it. So Max is good enough for me here. So we'll get out of here. So let's go to the top right.
Done.
Done.
Button. Done.
And to get out
Edit.
Of here,
button.
Top left.
Library. Back button.
Back. All right. So
Date
now
range.
Let's
all
make
photos.
Use for all this caption. Let's go to the search. Bottom right.
Tab bar. Search. Tab.
Double tap.
For a four.
And we'll look for the search.
Photos. People. Places. Search field. Double tap to edit. Search field is
it. And remember, I'm going to look for everything with Max. I'll just say Max. Max.
Inserted Max.
All right. So what this does, it's going to look through in my entire photo library of all the instances where Max is in the picture. So I'll just do a search here.
Search. Use the rotor There's to access search. Misspelled words. Max. Search.
All right. So let's see what we got here.
One photo. Heading.
Ah, it found the one photo.
See all. Button. Live photo. A white dog with a red collar standing on a bed.
Voila. So that is how we're able to search for caption based on keywords and such, which will make things so much easier to be able to find things. And doing this, you can make it more organized and you'll be able to know what pictures of what. You can obviously put caption in more details if it's like the... As I mentioned before, vacation or certain states, you can get it real organized. Pretty cool. So that's how to use caption for pictures and videos on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your AppleBiz.